This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Steve Elkins is with us, broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting Network. You can hear him on Sundays, 7 to 9 p.m., republicbroadcasting.org. Steve is in Florida. He's a nurse with 27 years experience, ICU, an emergency room. Welcome, Steve.
Hey there, Vincent. How you doing?
Hey. Well, a couple things we were going to talk about. One of the things was that fire off the coast of California, Southern California. About 34 people were incinerated. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're talking about that is because what could have started the fire? And we think this is so important that... We wanted to tell you about this today. Steve, would you like to start?
Yeah. Actually, I pulled up the article. I went back through my records here, and I found it just the other day. And evidently, it's a dive charter boat that was off the coast of Santa Barbara, actually closer to Santa Cruz, still trying to still undetermined how far they were away from shore. But 34 casualties, 5 crew members escaped death. Everybody else, pretty much, you're going to have to identify through DNA remains. It was quite the inferno. Not a whole lot of detail. What I did pick out of the article, which was very interesting, Vincent, was, first of all, the first thing that came to mind was that 5 crew escaped. The fire, the Maydays, actually went out at 3:10 or 3:15 in the morning. It's interesting because most people have been asleep by then. Everybody's asleep. Even the crew is asleep at 3:15 or so. So 5 crew get off. Everybody else is incinerated. And I noticed that the FBI has taken over this investigation, which is always very, very suspicious with me because I've seen how rogue the FBI has been in covering up information, or basically when they control an investigation and push out the local authorities, they control the outcome of the investigation too. And we've seen a lot of dirt covering up. I'm very suspicious of this fire. The intensity of it, you and I talked about this last night in some detail and what your suspicions are. I'll let you bring that up because that's very, very interesting. I know that's a possibility. I'm looking for other possibilities also. I was thinking maybe tanks, but then again, last night I was thinking about limit tanks can't be the possibility. They're explosive under pressure, but they're not oxygen. It's just regular air for scuba tanks. But, you know, the wreckage is at the bottom of the ocean, 60 feet down, unless they decide to pull it up and really tear this thing apart like they do an aircraft that goes down and piece it together and figure out what happened. It may remain at the bottom of the ocean because maybe they're formulating something. I don't know. Like I said, I'm very suspicious of seeing the FBI thrown in there right at the very beginning. After already determining that it wasn't nefarious, there's nothing probably illegal, or anything bad, no foul play. It's just that the FBI wants to be there to control the investigation. I'm very suspicious of that.
Okay, here are some of my thoughts.
Okay.
And I'm very concerned about this. So who doesn't have a cell phone? Me, but just about everyone else does. And here's what I know about cell phones. Cell phones have exploded. Yeah, they really have. Cell phones have exploded. And what happens is if the battery of a cell phone gets hot, it's more likely to fail. And it can literally start a fire. There have There have been fires on airplanes. There is a ban now, as far as I know, that, and I don't fly either, because I don't know what other people are bringing on board planes, and I don't know what diseases they have, and I'm not going to be in an aluminum tube with recycled air from people who are sick. So I'm not going to do that, and I don't want to be held hostage on an aluminum tube with wings either. But some people bring their cell phones with them, and then another thing is the electromagnetic radiation, of course, within that aluminum tube that you're in. But a lithium ion battery, when it gets hot, can become unstable and burst into flames. Now, I'm thinking that, and this is all hypothesis on my part,
right.
I'm thinking that everyone had a cell phone and they went out off the coast, and as you get farther and farther away from a cell phone tower, your cell phone will increase its transmission output or wattage, and that output comes from the battery. So the farther you get away from the tower, the stronger the signal transmitting from your cell phone gets. And the hotter the transmitter in your cell phone gets. So I'm thinking that all of these people who had their cell phones running on maximum power looking for a tower all went dead. And then they all wanted to charge them, probably at the same time. And so some chargers, the chargers that come with your cell phones, are probably the best charger to use because they are regulated to the maximum output from the charger that your cell phone battery can safely handle. So let's say your cell phone can handle 1 ampere of current. Well, if you go to the gas station and buy one of theirs, you know, a universal charger, it may be 2 amperes. Which would be twice the rate of charge. And if it's twice the rate of charge, the battery may get hot. Now, if some people sleep with their phones under their pillows, I don't know why, but some people do. Some people put them on their dressers, right next to Kleenex or other combustibles, or next to the charger may be plugged into an outlet that is right next to curtains. How often does that happen? I think pretty often.
Yeah.
So I'm visualizing a situation where we have a whole bunch of chargers all plugged in at the same time to cell phones and in the hull of a ship where you've got 34 people sleeping, cramped in there. I don't think they have outlets every 2 feet, like in a kitchen, which is code in a kitchen, you know, an outlet every 2 feet. I think they probably plugged them in all around the same place. I think it's entirely possible that they got hot, overheated, one of them caught fire, tindered down there below deck, one way in, one way out. People were trapped, couldn't see what they're doing, and died.
Yeah.
So that's a tragedy. Mm-hmm. But what do you do in your case, class? Well, I'm really concerned about this. How many people come in with cell phones into your house and want to plug them in? Because they're low and they're really afraid that they might run out of cell phone battery. So where do they plug them in? Wherever they find the first outlet, right? Well, what would happen if your cell phone caught on fire or your plug-in wall charger caught on fire? Would it be next to something that would burn? Well, I'm really concerned about that. Now, is it just cell phones? No. It's iPads. It's computer notebooks. It's all kinds of electronics. It's rechargeable flashlights. It's a lot of electronic devices with these lithium-ion batteries. And they become more unstable once they've been exposed to high heat. So what would that be? Well, we know that we talked about heat in vehicles and cars yesterday and how temperatures rise and children end up dying in hot cars. All right, well, we learned yesterday that United Parcel, UPS, now is putting thermometers in the back of their trucks, and they are seeing temperatures of 150 degrees, 150. That might be enough to make the batteries unstable. It might be enough, actually it is enough, to make diet soda toxic, 150 degrees. So when your packages arrive, they've been in trucks, tractor trailers, traveling across the country, getting hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. Maybe they're stored overnight, and maybe they're damaged. Do cell phones get delivered by truck? Absolutely. Do they get delivered by UPS? Absolutely. UPS trucks are brown. I think they run hotter than FedEx trucks, which are white.
Yep. Makes sense.
So those are my thoughts.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Vincent, on the shipping, because you're correct. Temperatures in those trucks get pretty dang hot. And I was in the wine industry for a while. And anybody who's listening who's part of a wine club should make sure that your shipments never come in the summer months at all, because you're going to destroy your wine, ruin the taste value of it. So always have it shipped in the cool months, the fall months, if you're in the wine, if you like wine.
Just let you know. So, Steve, I don't know what the answer is at this point, and I've been thinking about this. And do all of us have these devices in our house? Yeah, probably we do. And do we have curtains? Probably. Do we have rugs? Probably. Do we have pieces of paper and clutter? Probably. Are things flammable where you store your, or where you charge your cell phone? Probably. So, what do you do? And I'm thinking, make absolutely sure that there are no combustibles around the charger that you plug into the wall. Make sure that the cell phone itself is on a surface that won't burn. Now, how many people put their cell phones on their bedspreads or on their blankets or on their sheets or under their pillow? Now, how exactly is that cell phone going to get cooled while it's heating up, while you're charging it, when you've got a layer of insulation a foot thick, which is the mattress and the box spring,
right,
covered by a pillow?
You know, Vincent, that is an excellent theory. Or last time when you told me about it, that is an excellent theory. But here's an issue we have here also. That's why I brought this in with the FBI controlling the investigation now instead of local authorities. Even though they said there's no foul play, they're still investigating. Understanding the power of commerce and how if the truth came out and said, hey, these cell phone batteries exploded because they got too hot or they were charging too fast, do you think this information would actually get out there? Because it would disrupt commerce, and it would actually start off a whole slew of lawsuits against these manufacturers because they should have known this stuff. I mean, you're talking about disrupting commerce and a lot of money being paid out in lawsuits. This is what I'm worried about with the FBI jumping in this investigation, which to me, they really don't have any cause to do this. You know, you got the ATF in there. They can look at this fine, but now you got the feds in there, and we understand that suppression of evidence or manufacturing whatever they want to manufacture to continue commerce. I mean, the truth may be that these cell phones did cause the fire. But will we actually find that out? Will it be known? If it disrupts commerce, I'll say it won't be.
Okay, that's exactly why I wanted to go into the description of how dangerous these devices could be. Forget the electromagnetic radiation component, which is deadly in itself. But how many people have thought that, you know, maybe the cell phone needs to be cooled off while the battery's charging? And literally, if you put a pillow of 4 inches of insulation on top of that, it's not going to be able to cool easily. You're preventing it from cooling. And you've got combustibles below it, which would be the sheets, the mattress. You've got combustibles above it, which would be the pillowcase, and the pillowcase fill, the polyfill. It's all combustible. It's crazy. Do we think about that? I don't think so.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us. And we've been talking about cell phones and... Let me say this. The case of most cell phones, I believe, is the heatsink. So you know that your computer has a fan to cool it off. You know that when you use your cell phone and you hold it in your hand, the longer you're on your cell phone, the hotter it gets. Okay? That's because the heat of the electronics is transferred from the semiconductors to the case, which is the heatsink. Okay? Now, how do you protect your home from catching on fire when you're charging your cell phone? I've been thinking about this. Now, this is just a preliminary thought. Now, this isn't the final solution. You know, one thought is you could put it in, let's say, a pot that you cook on the stove and just put it in there and air would circulate and somewhat and the phone would probably be cool enough. And if it does catch on fire, it'll be in a metal pot. But don't do that. And I'll tell you why. Because if you do, you are preventing that signal from radiating out to the tower because of the metal partial Faraday cage that you're putting your cell phone in. So your phone would probably ramp up the transmission power. So you don't want to do that. But what would be as good as that to protect, oh, let's say your desk or your whatever the surface you put it on from a fire? Well, why don't you use a glass bowl? Try that. Now, seriously, because if you have a glass bowl, it won't attenuate the signal too much. And it would be relatively fire-resistant or fireproof should the cell phone catch on fire. And the fire would probably be contained if you use the right shape bowl, in the bowl. Okay? Just a thought. Steve?
No, I agree. I agree. The metal pot is a very bad idea because it would ramp up the seeking out the tower itself and probably cause that battery to heat up quite a bit trying to seek the tower itself. So that wouldn't be a good idea. The end of the glass bowl would still probably be some problems. It would probably still work a little bit trying to reach that tower through the glass, but certainly the metal around the cell phone itself would definitely increase that problem. But, you know, you've pointed on something really, really interesting here, and I'm looking forward to seeing if they actually give us something on this information that we actually, if they think, theorize what happened. Or are they just going to brush this under the carpet here, and we'll never hear about this story ever again? 34 people died, and there is causation. There's something that caused this fire, and I would like to know it. And I think your theory of the cell phone charging might be right on the mark, right on the mark.
Okay, let's move on to something else.
Sure.
Class, you know that I was running for the board of directors of the Cleveland Electric Cooperative, and I lost big. I mean, I was destroyed in terms of the number of votes. I don't think anyone has gotten fewer votes running for the position of director of the Cleveland Electric Cooperative in maybe a decade. No one has ever successfully challenged the board running for re-election. No one has ever won. So I am part of the No One Has Ever Won club, of which there are very few. I challenged them 4 times. Nothing worked. Okay. So I want to read to you just, and I don't want to bore you with this, but I want to prove something to you. I want to prove to you why I did what I did. So it's going to take part of this segment and continue into the next segment. So I started out by saying, and I've got my little presentation, 2-minute presentation in front of me, but I'm not going to read it all. I started out by saying I'm Vincent Finelli, cattle farmer and national radio talk show host, USA Prepares, identifying problems and providing solutions daily. I go on to say, the existing board of directors has approved and installed smart meters on your homes and businesses. Smart meters cause cancer because of their electromagnetic and radio frequency transmissions. Medical doctors have confirmed this. Cancer was once rare, and now it has invaded every American family. If you want to lessen your chance of getting cancer, consider voting for me. Now, I said that the board will not sell you electricity without a smart meter. No electricity without a smart meter. And I wanted to opt out of, if you didn't want a smart meter, you should be able to opt out. Then I said, the board of directors has removed and destroyed all of our working analog meters. Cost you almost $5 million. Also, smart meters are remote-controlled power disconnect devices. Do you want this? Laclede disconnects power to approximately 550 owner members each month. That's over 6,000 a year. We'll talk a little bit more about why I said that when we come back. It's startling. Your jaw will drop. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials in the Bahamas say the death toll from Hurricane Dorian could reach the hundreds. Right now, the confirmed death toll is right around 30. But Dorian has now made landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. As a much weaker storm, now a Category 1, it's packing maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. But National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says it still poses a threat.
The biggest danger right now is definitely those core winds and the rainfall. And also, we keep talking about the storm surge. We still have areas that are still getting that onshore flow, pushing that water inland. And the inundation could be 4 to 7 feet in some of those areas.
State Republican parties in Arizona, Kansas, Nevada, and South Carolina want to cancel their 2020 primaries and caucuses. Two Republicans who are challenging President Trump for the GOP nomination are crying foul. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This can be slight. One of today's hot. Watch it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. And class, I want to tell you that everything I've said today is of my opinion, based on my experience and my knowledge. And I suggest that if you want to hear me actually say what I said previously, what I read of my presentation, you can go to YouTube. You can go to a search engine. You can type in the word YouTube, followed by Vincent, followed by Fennelly, F-I-N-E-L-L-I, followed by the word Laclede, L-A-C-L-E-D-E. So YouTube, Vincent Fennelly Laclede, and you'll find my presentation of a few weeks ago. And I mentioned that Laclede, they told me that they disconnect roughly 550 electric meter accounts per month. That's 6,600 a year. And there are 27 or 28,000 customers. So we're talking about 25% get disconnected remotely per year. There's no opting out of smart meters with Laclede Electric. And I want you to know that the board of Laclede, the management, and the lawyers of Laclede listen to this broadcast. They listen. So they're looking for some way to stop me from talking. That's my opinion. Okay? So here's the next component. And this may apply to you. It's not just Laclede. Here's what's happening. This is just a microcosm of what is happening with the electric power utilities. So Laclede produces a magazine. Comes out once a month. Right after the election, the August election was at the end of August. The September issue just came in the mail after the election. The CEO, Mark Rocker, is on the front cover. The front cover is devoted to this whole thing of what I'm going to tell you. It's called Power for Your Life, Prepaid Electric Service. Quote, what is prepaid electric service? Food, gasoline. And I'm reading this word for word. I'm not making this up. Quote, what is prepaid electric service? Food, gasoline, even cell phone minutes. We pay for those and most other goods and services before, that's underlined, we actually use them. Now, pay-as-you-go electric service, also called prepaid electric service, is growing in popularity for electric cooperative members. Residential members pay an amount up front and receive a notice via the method they choose, email or text message, when the credit balance is running low. Members can track daily uses and recharge their account from the comfort of home through Laclede Electric Cooperative's Smart Hub online payment portal with a credit or debit card or electronic check. If a payment is not made prior to the account balance reaching zero, the service is automatically disconnected. To reconnect, simply add at least a $25 credit to the account and service will be reactivated. No reconnect fees are charged. End quote. What this is saying, in my opinion, is you don't have to have a monthly bill. Heck, you can pay for the electricity before you use it. They say food, gasoline, and even cell phone minutes are prepaid. Nonsense. I'm telling you, when you go, they may be thinking of McDonald's, where you pay before you get your poison. I'm not talking about that. If you go to a food store, you get the things, you put them in your cart, and then you pay for them. They're yours, right then and there. They're yours. Gasoline? Heck, you used to be able to go to a gas station, a guy would pump the gas for you, and then you would pay him after you received the gas. You would pay for the food in your cart after you accumulated the food. Cell phones, many people have postpaid, meaning you've got an account with Verizon or some other crooked company like that, and you pay for your cell service after you use it. You pay for your taxes after the period has expired. You pay your federal taxes to the IRS after the income, although they do take some money out of your paycheck, you know, during the earning period. But what I'm saying is you don't pay for everything before you get it, and these guys are trying to convince you that you should prepay for electricity. Now, the problem is the GDP is probably going to go along with this and say, this is awesome. We can use our smartphones to track how much electricity we're using. And we can put $25 in, you know, a week or a month or a day, whatever they choose to do. And the rest of us are going to suffer for this. The reason that we had analog meters is the electric company didn't know how much to bill us. So they'd say, well, let's go by the month. So we'll have the start reading, the end of month reading, we'll figure out how much electricity you used, then we'll send you a bill. Now they want you to pay before you use it. You got to be stupid to do that. And And if something goes wrong with this wireless network of meters, if they get hacked, some jerk can shut off your electricity for fun. Now, what if you have a medical device? Let's say an oxygen generator or an oxygen concentrator or a sleep apnea machine or whatever it might be, an infant monitor, and some jerk shuts off your electricity. Or somebody at the office is having fun because they don't like you, and they shut off your power. Or the computer just has a hiccup. They call it a glitch. They're not glitches. A glitch is an unreproducible event. I'm talking about a programming error. What happens if the internet goes down or whatever this network is attached to? Because I tried to find out how this network works. I can't do it. I even called the manufacturer of the meters before the election in August to find out how these meters work. You can't find out. It's a secret. They won't tell you. Steve, your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, these conveniences, they always try to pitch them with the convenience in our best interest. And I love when the technology is used against us. And this is definitely one of those technologies that will be monitoring you and, you know, determining your usage. And like I said, the ability to turn it off. Quite controlling. But you know, you've mentioned it, the GDP, the general dumb population, they don't look beyond this. They buy into these little sales schemes of the convenience of all this technology. And all these technologies, these controlling technologies, these surveillance technologies are always being sold to the general public as a convenience for you. This is going to be good for you. You're going to enjoy this. This is a convenience for you. And the most
you're muffled a little. Steve, you're muffled a little bit. Let me read one other little paragraph.
Now, you know, I mentioned the F word, federal, FBI, and ever since then I've had to go back and forth two different types of phones. But these conveniences, they try to sell you this technology as a convenience, and it turns out to be quite the surveillance of the people and monitoring the people. So the GDP, the general dumb population, will soak this up, and they'll probably sell it. No problem in your area. I'm sure they'll sign on to this. Here, I'll pay before I get my services. It is stupid. It is very stupid.
All right. Let me read just a couple other sentences. Now, the whole front cover is devoted to this. One sentence says, let's see, where was that? Okay. If it's easier to make daily or weekly payments instead of a larger monthly payment, prepaid service may be right for you. Why would it be easier to make multiple payments rather than one payment? Why? Why? Another thing they say is, this is unbelievable. They are addressing the GDP. No question about it. Quote, it can be hard enough remembering what you did and what the weather was like a week ago, let alone a month. With prepaid service, you will always be able to monitor what you are spending your energy dollars on because you can pay for it as you use it, end quote. They're telling you it's hard to remember what you did and what the weather was like a week ago.
Right.
They're treating people as if they are dumb. Yep. Well, actually, some of them are. I saw a whole room full.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, when I was at the annual carnival or circus. So they really want you to pay in advance. It's what happens when you put accountants at the upper level of management in corporations. Accountants are thinking money, 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 money. That's what they think about. That's why vehicles are poorly designed, because they're saying, well, yeah, but I know it takes 4 bolts to hold that in, and yeah, and we used to use 4 bolts, and it's traditional, but I think we can do it with 3. We can say that 25%. We don't need that extra bolt. And then we have all kinds of problems. Just go to any car, any new car, and push with your thumb on the sheet metal. Next parking lot you go to, just try out some of these brand new cars. You won't believe how thin they are. Or when you're at a traffic light, look left, look right, and look at the vehicles and see how smashed up they are. And you go, how how did it get so crumpled? What hit it so hard? And you'll realize it wasn't hit very hard. It's the metal is probably thinner than the paint on the metal. So here we are in this downward spiral. It's getting worse. Steve, you went through a horrific storm, Dorian. And I believe in the Bahamas, they're saying 30 have died. If you look at the images, it's not 30. It's more like in the hundreds.
Yeah.
In the hundreds. If you look at the Carolinas, massive destruction. What did you see? What were you prepared for, and what would you have done better? Now that you've had
Well, I was prepared. Experience. For the most part, I was very prepared this time. My first big hurricane coming, maybe my way. We did dodge the bullet where I live in here in Central Florida. But what I did learn was ahead of time, I did tank our cars up, have enough gas for the generator. What I learned from you was the amount of time that I might have to possibly run my generator. I may not have electricity for a week. So keeping that in mind, I had not thought of that. I've just gone with the recommendations for my generator for oil, which was 10W30. And you put me onto the running time and the heat and everything else, the breakdown, the viscosity of the oil, that I should best probably run a 15W40 diesel conventional motor oil in this generator. I had not thought of that because the run time, I figured, you know, I'll just shut it off every couple hours, but I may have to run a lot more than that. So that was an important thing to find out. I did not know, and glad that you told me that so I could share that with others. The gasoline, there was no gouging here. I was really surprised. I heard years ago during hurricanes they had a lot of price gouging on gasoline, on hotel rooms, things like that. I did not see that. I think the people were advised to call those in if they saw that, and they didn't do it. So panic buying at Walmart big time. People who were not prepared, people who live here and know the hazards of living down here, especially along the coastline, who have not prepared. And this goes back to what I've said before on your show, Vincent, is that Americans are gamblers. They really are gamblers. They'll wait the last minute. They just hesitate on everything when they should have been, you know, prioritizing this and saying, you know, this is a necessity. I need to do this now. Not wait to the last minute. Americans wait to the last minute. Got to get those batteries now. And then, of course, they're all gone. This is
Hold
gone. All water's gone. Yeah.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
To get back that full head of hair from years past, now there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Elkins is with us in Florida, and he experienced Dorian, Hurricane Dorian. Steve, what else can you tell us?
Well, I was just searching for that perfect word, and it just came to me, procrastination, risk-taking and procrastination. And Americans, they just do. I can't explain why they do. But the storm's always going to go elsewhere, and they're never very well prepared. You know, it's like taking off on a trip without a spare tire, you know. You got to have a spare tire. But down here, I just find people, they just procrastinate. And they just cross their fingers and said, well, maybe it'll go a different direction. And I felt very well prepared this time around. I will be better prepared for the next time. Some of the ideas I've kicked around and things I'm going to do for the next time, because this is going to be, you know, happening again. But it's a procrastination. And I don't know how you teach people that. I don't know how do you change that philosophy of people saying, well, crossing your fingers and hoping for the best. I always like to be best prepared for all situations and not relying on government services ever, because I've seen how they've dropped the ball every time anyway. But
Let me give
that's
you an
kind
example.
Of what I learned, be better prepared.
Yeah, let me give you an example. How often do you see plain book matches for sale in a store? I just looked it up. Walmart, you can buy them for $4.11 plus $3.88 delivery. You're really looking at about $8 for 50 books of matches, right? 50. Well, I happened to mention that to our son. I haven't seen him. Who uses matches? You know, you used to get them when you bought a pack of cigarettes. Well, you don't see that anymore. Well, because people have lighters. Well, that's pressurized butane. Do they leak? Absolutely. How long can you store it? I don't know. But they're under pressure, and they leak. So why not have some matches, right? Well, he was at a flea market, and he walked in the house. He was traveling. He happened to stop at a flea market during his travels out of state. And he handed me four packages, brand new, of books of matches. So that's 200 books of matches, all brand new, factory sealed. And he said, I bought these for a dollar. All of them. 200 books of matches for a dollar. That's a half a cent per pack of matches. And the guy that sold them to him couldn't wait to get rid of them. Was delighted he got his dollar. Our son was delighted that the guy would sell them. Yeah. So what do? You put them in an ammo can, okay? If you're wondering what to do with them, put them in an ammo can. They'll keep hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So how many people have matches?
You know, Vincent, last time I saw books of matches you can actually get, and you couldn't buy them. You were given them for free. We're at a casino. Because you can smoke in the casinos. I have never seen books of matches anymore to purchase, ever. It's like disappeared altogether. It's the lighter. It's the butane lighters. I did actually go out, and I found at our local Dollar Tree, the Chinese factory outlet there, wooden matches. I bought a big box of 300. I bought two of those for backups. But, yeah, you just don't see the packs of matches anymore, except the Dollar Tree did carry them.
See, we heat with wood, and every once in a while, we want to, you know, it'll be glowing, and we'll want to get that fire started quickly. So how do we do that? Well, I'm not going to stick a butane lighter inside the firebox. I'm not going to do that. And I don't have any butane lighters. I don't need them because I have matches. I've got matches from 40, 50, 60 years ago, literally, in a jar, in like a peanut butter jar. From 40, 50, 60 years ago. So, yeah, you can do that. You can do that. And they stay fine. You want to keep them out of the humidity. And they'll be great. So, where did the matches go? Now, you can buy the stick matches, yes, but they're a lot more expensive. Mm-hmm. And the book matches will do just as well in most instances. What else did you see people do that you thought was ridiculous?
I saw some ridiculous spending. People that you have to have your cigarettes, you have to have your alcohol. That was a priority in their life. Those are the people that we see on top of the rooftops when the floodwaters are high and they're waiting for somebody from FEMA to pick them up with their helicopter. These are the ones that are toasting with their Budweiser with a cigarette in their mouth. I've seen just so much irresponsibility. I mean, necessity. What do you need? What's the most important things you need? And somebody says, you know what, I need alcohol and I need cigarettes. And I saw those aisles also along with the snack food aisles. They were depleted. That's cheap and expensive food. I guess it goes along with the beer and the cigarettes. But just irresponsibility. And these are the people that our tax dollars are going to take care of and help rebuild their lives because they were so irresponsible. It goes along with the GDP, general dumb population. That's it.
How about this? How many of those people who were spending last minute, the procrastinators, how many of them were wearing flip-flops compared to hiking boots, compared to leather boots, compared to shoes that, you know, if you're stepping in water and you can't see what you're going to be stepping on, heck, maybe it'd be better to have protective footwear. How many were wearing flip-flops? Were they or were they not?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Steve, thanks so much for being with us today, sharing your reproducible time. You'll never get it back. And thank you for sharing that time with us and your experience. Steve Elkins.
Thank you, Vincent.
7 to 9 p.m. on Sundays.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.